Don't get me wrong, Camp Wacka Wacka wasn't the worst experience I've ever had. I mean, when you're the shortest kid in sixth grade, forced to wear Woody Allen glasses all your life, and basically serve as the all-school punching bag, you've got lots of bad experiences to choose from. But Camp Wacko, well, that's what we call it for short, definitely rated right up there in the top 10. I knew I was in trouble the moment I stepped onto the camp bus. Of course, it was full of the usual screaming crazies, no surprise there. I mean, you take the politest kid in the world and put him on a camp bus, and he goes bonkers. Count on it, it's like a law or something. What caught me off guard was the flying peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Open-faced, of course, I tried to duck, but I was too late. Kathwack! Right in the old kisser. Unfortunately, the jelly was grape, my favorite. And by the gentle aroma of freshly baked peanuts, I knew the peanut butter had to be Skippy. Another lucky break. What was not lucky was that it completely covered my glasses. I couldn't see a thing. Before I knew it, the bus ground into gear and lurched forward. Everyone cheered. Well, almost everyone. I was busy stumbling down the aisle at record speed. Of course, there were the usual smooth move, dork breath, and way to go, McDougal, as I tumbled past. What a comfort to hear familiar voices in times of trouble. Then I got lucky. Through the peanut butter, I caught a glimpse of an empty seat toward the back. It took a little doing and bouncing off a couple campers.
Oh, ick! Get away, geek!
More of my old school chums. But I finally managed to crash into the empty seat. Phew! Safe at last. Well, not exactly. As I peeled the bread off my face and removed my glasses, I noticed that the whole bus had grown very quiet. I quickly scraped the peanut butter and jelly gunk off my glasses and into my hands. Then I pushed my glasses back on. I wished I hadn't. The first thing I noticed was that all eyes were on me. The second thing I noticed was a thick, crackly voice. A voice that sounded like it ate gravel for lunch and then washed it down with a box of thumbtacks. But that was nothing compared to the third thing I noticed. The fearsome, gravelly voice was directed at me.
You're sitting in my seat.
I turned to see who was talking. Another mistake. Sometimes, if you're going to die, it's best not to know the details. But by recognizing the kid's face and noticing the size of his biceps, I not only knew the who, I knew the how. It was Gary the Gorilla. He hated that name. In fact, he did bodily harm to anyone he heard using it. But it was all anyone knew him by. We'd never officially met, but I recognized his pictures from the papers, or maybe it was the post office, or maybe both. It didn't matter where. The point is, once you saw it, you never forgot it. And you'd always go out of your way to avoid it. That's okay, I thought. Don't panic. Turn on some of that world-famous McDougal charm. Be his friend. Yeah, that's it. The poor guy's probably just misunderstood. Maybe if somebody reached out to him and tried... Hi there, I said, reaching to shake his hand. My name is Wally McDougal. I don't know whether I stopped because of the look on his face or the gasps from the crowd. But when I glanced down to our handshake, I saw the problem. I had just transferred...